Her Intuition podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people. Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Teller Tuesday. Y'all know I don't care what you call it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl and hey, you ain't calling it garbage. I'm happy and I am excited. Now, if you're not talking to God, please understand that you should be. Now, I ain't here to judge nobody. Lord knows that ain't what I do. And I ain't here to tell you what to do. I am just here to motivate you and encourage you and try to get you and me and everybody else to see things another way. And I'm telling you that when I turn to God and I begin to see things in a new light and say, hey, let me try God, things begin to happen for me. And so this is why I push this message, because God is great. God is good. He will turn things around for your good. Hey, I am living proof. Y'all know that I talk about nothing unless I have proof, unless I have lived it. And this is one of these things, okay? When I was not talking to God, things went haywire. Now, not all the time, but when they really went haywire, they really went haywire. But then when I begin to talk to God and get close to God, when things go crazy and array, God straightens them all out for me. He does, or he gives me the strengthening tools to sit back, chill, and know that this too shall pass. So I ask you today, my good people, to trust God if you not have already done so. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. Now, I'm going to tell a story. Y'all know sometimes I tell stories. Well, this week will be no different, okay? Let your heart not be troubled. Let your heart not be troubled. The comparing game. Now I'm going to tell a story. Sally and Connie, once upon a time. Shout out to once upon a time. Look, I ain't start no story off like that. Well, anyway. Once upon a time, there was a chick named Sally, and she had a neighbor named Connie. And so, Sally was just sitting in her house, just a struggling. I mean, anything that she tried, anything that she do, just seemed to just don't go her way. She is struggling with her car that she has. She's struggling with children and all sorts of things is going on in her home. She's struggling sometimes with food to eat and new clothing and all this type of stuff. Now, meanwhile, Connie is over there living a life. Connie lives right next door to Sally. Connie over there living a life, okay? Every time you turn around, she has a new car. Every time you turn around, she got the baddest clothes on. Everything she do seems to turn to gold. That's just what it is. Connie has the good man. Connie has all things just going well for her. While meantime, Sally's sitting over there looking like, what in the world am I doing wrong? Sounds familiar? You and everybody who needs this is Sally. Okay? Now, let me tell you a little bit about Connie. We don't know what Connie is doing to gain her stuff. Sally, sit back and chill. Ain't it good how you have a home in the first place, Sally? Ain't it good that God has blessed you with the food to eat? Because if you didn't have anything at all, then you probably wouldn't be here. Ain't it good how you, Sally, is still living and still going strong? Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be here listening to this message. So you're still alive. See, my good people, we got to begin to thank God. We got to thank him for all the wonderful things that we do have. We got to stop comparing ourselves to others. We don't know what Connie is over there going through. Just because she has new cars, we don't know what kind of debt Connie is in. We don't know what kind of things Connie had to do to acquire her stuff that she has. What about that dude that Connie has? We don't know what happens behind closed doors. Is that dude faithful? What is he doing to Connie? We don't know that. But what you do know, Sally, is what's going on in your life. Let your heart not be troubled. You know all the wonderful things that God has blessed you with. You know how you're feeling and how you're moving, how you're booming, shaking, and popping. The thing is, you have to pull on your strength and remind yourself. It is not Connie's job, your neighbor, to try to tell you and try to get you to pull yourself out of the slumps. It's your job, Sally, to do that. Let your heart not be troubled. All we do when we compare ourselves to others is run ourselves into frustration. That's all that does. We have no idea what people are actually going through. Just because we see things on the outside does not mean that it's all going great on the inside. Now, I'm wishing and praying that Connie has a wonderful life. To the Connies, I wish no harm on the Connies. But at the same time, listen here, sometimes those Connies, and listen, if your name is Connie or Sally, I just like your name, okay? So please understand, Yolanda Randolph's not talking about you personally, okay? I just borrowed your name, okay? So the Connies sometimes, Miss Connie over there, sometimes, what about if they're just putting on? Because she has some self-esteem issues, or she has some problems, and she has some things going on in her life, and she's looking over there at Sally and saying, hey, Sally seems to be okay. Sally ain't struggling. Sally got that car. It may not be a glamorous car, but I bet those car payments ain't real high. I bet that insurance ain't kicking her butt. See, you see what can happen when people are comparing themselves, because Sally is sitting over here looking at Connie and saying, wow, what a life. But then Connie is sitting over there watching Sally like, man, her life is so simple. I wish that I can have that. I wish that, because we don't know what Connie is going through. So my good people, when you find yourself in a situation where you feel as if your life ain't booming, shaking, and popping, let me tell you something. It's all in how you see things. You got to be that half glass full kind of person in this thing we call life, period. I know it can be hard sometimes when we're dealing with the fire and when we're in it, and Lord knows it burns, but I'm telling you that you can and you will pull yourself through that with God. This is how I do it. This is how I've done it. I pulled on God's hand and I told myself, there is nobody here on the face of this earth that is better than Yolanda Randolph. And just like they can do it, and just like they are doing it, or they seem to be doing it, Yolanda Randolph can actually be doing it. I want to encourage all of you, my good people, to focus on self. Focus on yourself. Now, I don't mean become completely selfish. I do say, however, that we must become some type of selfish so that you can put your focus on you. So I'm not saying when I say completely selfish that you is just all about you. I don't want to be like a Connie, okay? But I'm just saying that you have to focus on yourself. Focus on the things that you do have. Focus on the strength that you do have. Focus on the fire that you do have, because we all have it. We all have those things. Now, sometimes the light seems to be dim. I said seems to be. Just keep that in mind. I keep saying seems to be, because a lot of times things are not what it looks like. Remember, Connie, we don't know what Connie is going through over there. Things ain't always what it seems. Let your heart not be troubled. Let it not be troubled. You are just as good as anybody else. Let me tell you something. God has made all of us uniquely us. There is nobody that is you. There is nobody that can think like you, do like you, none of that stuff. It's you. You are uniquely you. So my whole point of the Sally and Connie story in today's message is to not allow yourself to go into a stress or whirlwind because of what you see on the outside. It's all about what you have on your inside. It's all about you. It's all about what you have. Let your neighbor focus on themselves and you focus on you. Quit looking over to that other grass. Y'all know the old cliche saying, the grass ain't green on the other side. Well, sometimes it may look like it. Lord knows, listen, literally, my neighbor's grass look a whole lot greener and well-to-do than mine. But remember, listen, I'm just learning. Now, I never compare myself to them. What you do, you join them. I have asked my neighbor, hey, what you do to make your grass look so pretty? While we all out there, I told a story one time about toolbox of popping. While we all out there tending to our grass and everything, well, I asked one time, hey, what? And listen, what are you doing to your grass? Well, he says, my neighbor says, shout out to my neighbor, sweetest man in the world, okay? He says, well, we got some vitamins and stuff. Well, stop. Yolanda Randolph ain't ready to know for vitamins and all this stuff. Hey, I just got here, okay? I don't know too much about grass and all this stuff. But anyway, the thing is, his grass looks that way because he tended to it. He added some vitamins and some other stuff that he was trying to tell you, girl, okay? The thing is that he nurtured it. This is what we have to do for ourselves. We have to nurture ourselves so that our grass can be just as green as the other people. You gotta nurture yourself, okay? That's it. Put all the nurturing and the love into yourself and quit worrying about what's going on over there across that fence. Okay, because everything ain't what it seems. And let your heart not be troubled. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I'm happy and I am excited. Books booming, shaking and popping over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, wherever you get your favorite books, okay? You can find Yolanda Randolph's, or if you type in Yolanda Randolph in that Google search or whatever search engine that you use, bam, there go Yolanda Randolph's books. You can find all of them over there, and I hope that you enjoy them, okay? It's a bunch of mess. Now, I believe in putting mess in stories and putting mess on TV, but I don't believe in keeping it in your life, okay? This is why I write about so much mess. This is what I do, okay? So I hope that you find them entertaining, all right? Shout out to my new story that will release this May. And boy, do they have some comparing going on amongst each other in this storyline. Okay, boy, it's a mess. So I invite you to check that story out as soon as it releases, okay? All right, so be on the lookout for that. Please, if you have not already, join me over there on Instagram at Y Yolanda Randolph and Facebook at Yolanda Randolph Publications and the website at YolandaRandolph.com. If you would like to drop me an email, you can do so at Yolanda Randolph Publications at gmail.com. So many Yolanda Randolphs. Listen, I'll be getting them all mixed up, okay? I'll be getting them all mixed up. Y'all know me. Y'all know how I do. Okay, so that's it for this week. Let your heart not be troubled, okay? Many blessings to you. Many blessings to you. Many blessings to you. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.